ago said, hardest Sundays to preach on are Mother's Day, Father's Day, and he said usually, sometimes it can be Christmas and sometimes it can be Easter, just because you're just not really sure, you know, because you have a dynamic of people in a church, people from who have, like on Mother's Day, a mother that may not be there, might not have a relationship with a mother, never, some maybe never knew their mother, to where we have maybe just recently lost a mother, have a mother in heaven, women who aren't mothers. So you have that dynamic, and then if you start preaching a Mother's Day sermon, all the guys tune out. Because it's like, oh, we're talking about moms. Okay, I guess I don't really. Everybody get a file? Okay, here you go. So you have my plan for today is to kind of keep it a little interesting. Not that anybody should be surprised by that. One of the things that's happened to me in the last couple weeks is my car is in the shop. Brian Colley has been busy working on it. And I just got to tell you, you know your car is bad when you can upset Brian Colley. I've never seen a guy upset, but he was upset at my vehicle. So I've been driving, praise God, Pastor Delbert has let me borrow I've now dubbed it the Green Hornet. But the key is for my job that I have is I do a lot of driving. I drive to Dayton, Washington, drive to Toppenish, and Toppenish is a 2.5-hour drive away. And normally that drive is no problem, but when you're driving 2.5 hours with no radio, you have a lot of time to let your mind wander, think, do stuff. So I have the message idea is stuck in my head, and whether or not it comes out the right way, it's up to God. This is a God spirit. So I think we're good.
Can I say one thing?
Yes. No, children's church. Now you can. And I don't have any slides, so. But anyway, so when you're driving by yourself, no radio, you kind of can learn some things. So one of the things I'd like to start with is the things that my mom taught me. My mom taught me logic. If you fall off the swing and break your neck, don't come running to me. My mom taught me humor. When the lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. She taught me genetics. You are just like your father. And she taught me anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. She taught me about receiving. You're going to get it when I get home. And bless her heart, my mom taught me about religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. She taught me stamina, how to stick to it and keep everything going. You will sit there until that spinach is all gone. She taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world. I can take you out. And she taught me about justice. One day you will have kids. And I hope and pray that they turn out just like you. Then you will see what it is like. Anybody ever heard those? Amen. So, story, circle of life. You know, we always wonder where we come from, right? So, when my sister Kathy, was about six. She asked my parents, they were sitting in their family room after my dad got home from work, and she asked my parents, "Dad, where did I come from?" And my parents, both being medical people, were like, "Oh, wow, 6 years old, and she's already wanting to know where she comes from." So my parents did the right thing, and they told her everything. Didn't use any cutesy names for body parts, told her the whole nine yards, how it happens, everything like that. And she sat there afterwards with this blank look on her face. And they're like, "Well, do you understand?" And she goes, "Well, yeah, but Catherine was from Portland and Gloria was from Eugene. I was wondering where I came from." So as parents, sometimes we can end up read way too much into one of our child's questions. So one of the things that I was looking at, you know, when you go through your Bible, it talks about, you know, Jesus' mother. And so that's probably one way I could preach this. But then, of course, everybody who's a mother, if you want me to compare you to Jesus' mom, time to tune out, right? One of the things that we learned is that in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And mothers, that's you. That's all of us. Praise God. So you're not condemned when your kid decides to throw a fit at Walmart. You're not condemned when you might feel like you're not the perfect mom because someone posted how wonderful things their kids did on Facebook. You're not condemned when you just don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning. You're not condemned when you know that your life has been so busy and you come home and you look at the house and it's dusty and there's laundry and there's all that stuff. You're not condemned because you might not think you're the perfect mom. That's okay. And when I was growing up, I was blessed. You know, my mom was a wonderful woman. She was there for me all the time. Luckily she was able to stay home and be with us kids. But she wasn't perfect. I have actions and behaviors and attitudes and things like that that have affected me over my life because of what my mom taught me. Do I hold that against her? No. Part of being a Christian is forgiving. I mean, I know there's people probably in this room who have had mothers who have hurt them. Okay? And it's hard to think about mom. But the place that we have to go is we have to forgive mom, because that's what lets us move forward in ourselves. I had one of the things that the toughest thing I ever had to do as an adult is I had to go to my mom and make amends to her for the things that I had done to her as a young person. I was not the fine, upstanding citizen that I am today. My wife laughed really hard at that one. But I had to make amends to my mom and to go to the woman who brought me into this world and apologize for my actions and behaviors was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And my mom, being my mom and the way she grew up, she looked me in the eye and said, "Oh, it's no big deal." Okay, well, that kind of deflated my making amends to my mom when I know what I did was a big deal. And I said, "No, Mom, you don't need to say it's no big deal. It was a big deal." So luckily, she was able to take that, and she said, "You know, that's good, but you need to realize that I feel like I did the best with what I was given to work with." Okay, thanks, Mom. That's awesome. But as parents, that's what happens. What do we all have in common? There's a couple things. We all have a mom, right? I mean, in this day and age of technology, yes, we do have a dad, or we have a father figure, but with genetics and the way medicine is now, you can do that without having a man around, right? But we all have a mom. And the only person who has known you longer than your mom is God. Because God uses our mom. He knits us together in our mother's womb. If you have ever seen the Louis Giglio video, How Great Is Our God, he talks about the amazing thing that happens when a woman is carrying a child, and all the things that have to come together to make a person. So our moms have known us forever. I have pictures of Emily, a picture of Emily inside her mom, sucking her thumb. She sucked her thumb for quite a while afterwards too, but we have that picture. So moms, thank you. Guys, thank you. Because we have to stay together in all of this. One of the things that I was looking at is in Deuteronomy 5:16. This is the Ten Commandments. And it says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Do you realize that that is the one commandment with a promise? All the other ones are rules that tell us what to do, what not to do. That commandment actually has a promise that you may live long in the land that God is giving you. And that's all of us. So what does it mean to honor? What does that mean? A lot of people, you know, you might, I'm not going to honor my mom. No way. I don't want to do that. But the thing is honor has a couple different definitions. You can praise highly, care for, obey. And in the dictionary, it's regard with great respect, appreciate, value, prize, cherish, revere, venerate, and worship. All can mean was what that honor can mean. You have to value mom. In my opinion, good, bad, indifferent of all her faults and defects, you got to value your mom because she is the one who made you, who you're here today. You know, you look around this room, this is why you are here, is because of your mom. It's a tough one. It always has been tough for some. But I just hope and pray that on a day like today where we honor mothers, we have to honor all the women in our lives. Because I have women in my life who aren't related to me, who have been a mother figure for me. Not that they have taken, just the love that they have shown, that unconditional love that they have shown me has changed me to who I am today. And that's so important for each and every one of us to understand that. It doesn't matter. Like Cindy, it doesn't matter that, you know, I could be one of her children, I think, but I keep telling Mark I'm his long-lost older brother that he didn't know about. But the love that she has shown me and cared for me is that of a mother, and that has changed me. I mean, in each one of you ladies who's been a part of my life, I mean, Shauna, Sherry, Angela, Kristen, you know, Chrissy, you ladies have cared for me in ways that you might not know, but that love that you have shown me has changed me to who I am today. So on Mother's Day, right now, I would like all the ladies to stand up. Come on, ladies, stand up. This is the action part. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for wiping the snotty noses, for cleaning up after your man that come home, and thank you for helping. Thank you for being the doctor, the counselor, the taxi cab driver, the dishwasher, the laundry person, the what else, the maid, sometimes miss fix it, sometimes miss break it, so I can fix it. But thank you. Oh yeah, chef. Gotta remember chef. Thank you. Now, those of you who have mothers still with us, if you're able, if you haven't called her yet this morning, like I haven't, you better call your mom. And if your mom is with you today, make sure you give her a big hug. I love you all so much, and I'm so proud to be able to come and share with you today. I just hope and pray that God moves through your life today in a way that will be, that you'll remember, in a way that can be life-changing, life-enhancing. Kristen, I'm going to miss you. My girl's going back to Alaska. So make sure you give her an extra big Athena Christian Church hug before she gets out of here. Love you. Thank you for all that you've done. One of the mother things that I've always remembered is when we went on our mission trip down to Mexico, Kristen wrote us letters for every day. And we sat there as the power went out with a flashlight. Emily's screaming in the bathroom because she's trying to bathe with the lights out. But we read those letters from Kristen every night. And that they always hit, didn't they? Those of you who are there, they always hit the nail on the head for what we were doing with that day. So thank you for your love. Thank you for just being you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth from this place, we just ask that you bless all the women in our lives. And Father, I ask that you bless the men who are able to share their lives with that special woman. As we go forward in this day, let us always be reminded of the love that you have for us that is shown through the people around us. We ask that in your Son's mighty name, and all God's people said, amen.